Let's turn the clock back on August 29, the day in 1882, when Australia defeated England for the first time in a cricket test. A newspaper report in London's Sporting Times announced the death of English cricket. And ever since, we've played for the Ashes.
That's it! The most famous trophy in world cricket returns to Australia.
In 1953, Speedy Gonzales made his cartoon debut. And August 29 marks the day in 1966 when the Beatles performed their last ever live concert. It was at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Tragically, Skyhook's lead singer Shirley Strawn died in a helicopter accident on this day in 2001. Birthdays, actor Elliot Gould is 81. He was in the movie MASH, played Monica's dad in Friends, and starred in a favourite movie of mine, Vanishing Act.
This particular corned beef sandwich is from a deli on West 87th Street.
Eddie Reader, lead singer of One Hit Wonder's Fairground Attraction, is 60.
It's got to be.
Actress Rebecca De Mornay is also 60 today, best known for her role in the thriller The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
I adore children, Mrs. Fartell. I love being with them. I love taking care of them.
And Aussie comedian and TV presenter Charlie Pickering is 42.
I like being a comedian. It's a pretty good job, but I think if I could take my pick of all the jobs in the world, I think I'd want to be a BBC correspondent. We all know the voice. It's when they say, "I'm Charlie Pickering in Baghdad."
Finally, pop king Michael Jackson would have celebrated his birthday today. One of the most influential artists of all time. Born in 1958, died aged 50 in 2009. Remembering Michael Jackson on August 29.